Rebecca, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Scott, for having us on.
Well, I understand the inspiration for your fundraiser came from a very unlikely source. Explain.
I am a volunteer with the Cornelius Animal Shelter, and we are trying to raise money for a new shelter in this Lake Norman area. And an 8-year-old girl, Caroline Knight, had raised $150 at her birthday party, and she called to donate that money to our building funds. And at that point, we thought if an 8-year-old girl can raise $150, then we can find 1,000 businesses or homes to donate $150 each, which would raise our $150,000 shortfall for the construction of a new shelter.
Were you surprised when that call came in?
Very surprised and very excited that, one, people had heard about our need, and secondly, that they're wanting to have this new shelter built.
Now, what is the current situation in terms of an animal shelter serving that part of the county?
We have a shelter in downtown Cornelius, and it serves Davidson, Cornelius, and Huntersville, and it's about 5 pens, cages, with a roof over it and a tarp over the sides. So it leaves a lot to be desired, and it's really surprising to see what we have in this area.
And the $150,000 that you're hoping to raise with the current fundraiser, that won't be the entire funding source for the project, correct?
Right. At this time, Huntersville and Cornelius have both donated funds and land for the new shelter construction, and Davidson still has not found money in their budget. So we're trying to raise the $150,000 still needed to complete the construction budget.
And to date, you've said you have raised about $9,000 so far. So if I got my calculator out and punched the right buttons, I mean 60 people have donated, but you still need about 940. That's a pretty lofty goal. How optimistic are you that you'll actually get there?
I really do feel we will get there. I mean, with people like you helping us get the word out, we're having calls every day. We are trying to contact some larger corporations for bigger donations, and it is a big goal, but we have several people out there working for us, so hopefully we will hit it.
Well, we've called it a unique type of fundraiser that the inspiration came from an 8-year-old. Do you feel like more people will be a part of it and buy into it because of where that inspiration came from?
Yes, that really grabs people's hearts when they see that Caroline came up with the idea or the inspiration to help the animals, and it warms their heart and they want to give to us too.
And besides asking folks at their local radio stations and whatnot to do interviews to bring this interesting story out to the public, how are you? How did you get those $9,000 raised in the last couple of weeks?
Well, we have flyers that we're putting out in neighborhoods. We have adoptions for animals that we're giving people a story. We have papers in the area that are doing stories for us. We're going to have a tile painting fundraiser where you can come and make a tile for the shelter wall in honor of your pet, or with your child's hand on it. There's a lot of different ways that we're getting that word out.
Are you pursuing any type of corporate match?
Bank of America has actually matched a few of our donations, and other corporations as of yet have not, but we do have several that are interested, and we just need to get involved with them a little bit more.
My last question for you today, Becca, is Caroline still involved in the fundraising project?
We're keeping her posted on what we have going on, and I think she's still trying to raise some money in her neighborhood with her other friends.
Becca, we appreciate your time. Good luck with the project.
Thank you, Scott.